President Trump has been claiming he has powers to act in instances which aren't backed by the U.S. Constitution. For example, he is threatening Twitter, saying that he has absolute authority to force states to reopen. And the latest, his late-night tweet implying that protesters in Minneapolis could be shot, referencing an old adage that perhaps the president is claiming is he did not realize its origins. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with constitutional expert Stephen Wolpert, professor of politics at St. Mary's College in Moraga. Professor, thanks for being with us. So let me start with this. Some constitutional scholars seem to suggest that our founding fathers never intended the executive branch to have as much power as it does. Do you feel that way?
Well, whether they intended it or not, certainly the powers of the presidency have grown enormously, particularly in the 20th century under Franklin Roosevelt, with regulatory agencies and so forth. And the scope of federal legislation has grown as the country has become more integrated as a nation. So the economy is essentially a national enterprise. But the Constitution still limits what the president can do to the constitutional powers enumerated and acts of Congress that give him additional authority.
Does he, in your mind, have absolute authority to order the states to open up?
Absolutely not. We know that under the separation of powers, states have authority over public health, public safety, and education. And those are matters where the government, where the governor's authority cannot be overridden simply by an order by the president. It would require some legislation by Congress that would provide him with some levers such as spending or things like that that might influence governors, but he can't order the governors to do things they don't want to do.
What about this notion that he could shut down Twitter?
Well, what he's asked the FCC to do is to examine whether or not Twitter's immunity from lawsuits for posts by other people and their ability to take messages down could be limited. And this is protected under an act of Congress, so nothing the president can say in an executive order would overturn or abridge an act of Congress. But it is possible, for example, to have the Justice Department or other agencies in the executive branch draft proposed legislation that would modify the 1996 law that gives these digital platforms so much protection.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Wish we had a little bit more time to talk, but our interview cut a little short because of that ongoing protest on the freeway in San Jose. That was Stephen Wolpert. He is a professor of politics at St. Mary's in Moraga.